Iron Mac Live, hour number three. Some stations don't carry this first five, so I'm going to hit a special report in a moment, but I want to tell you what's coming up. Trump calls for the arrest of Nancy Pelosi. I'll give you my take on that. More on the UN says global governments needed to protect us from AI. We've got Harris openly saying she wants illegal aliens to be able to vote. With an election looming, the U.S. is approving citizenship applications at the fastest speed in years. We've also got some good news on rooting out massive election fraud. We're going to the American Psychological Association tells children that asking questions is disinformation. You're not supposed to do that. We've also got exclusive Democrats plan to replace Kamala with Biden. They're actually floating that. I don't know if that's going to happen. We've got huge news on the hurricane. Big news on the word migrant now being hate speech. I'm explaining how that works and so much more. But first, the enemy's coming after us.
I've been on air for 30 plus years. I started InfoWars 28 years ago. We've been in this building almost 16 years. And in the last 6 years, we've had the feds, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in court, run giant demonization operations against myself, my operation, and my crew.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Lawfare, rigged courts, judges finding me guilty, then holding show trials, all in an attempt to not just shut us down, but to demonize the idea of an American populist movement of information and peaceful resistance to their globalist agenda 21 and global agenda 2030. Literal world government, total censorship, Internet of Things, carbon taxes, social credit score, forced injections, a dystopia. The WEF says officially the future is not human. No humans by 2047 will all be cyborgs. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll eat the bugs. This is hell on earth. We are promoting freedom and liberty and transparency and security and God and country. So many of you have seen the news everywhere. InfoWars is shut down to be sold November 13th at auction. It's over. It's shut down. No, ladies and gentlemen, I've personally liquidated my assets. I own InfoWars. And so the feds, the Justice Department, can get involved in bankruptcies. They did. They came in, tried to find dirt on me, had private groups come in, accounting firms, made us pay for it, found that I told the truth about everything. So then they told the judge last week, we don't want it to go up for sale. We want it just shut down. We want it closed. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party, you always hear the families, it's not families, it's the Democratic Party and the FBI on record. They said, we don't want money. We don't want a settlement. We want him shut down. They've said it in the news. They've said it at the courthouse. It's crazy. So now I see the headline, InfoWars be liquidated to pay the families. They're $1.5 billionaire or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deep state. It is the system. It is the lawfare. It's out in the open. So just to be clear, the U.S. trustee that the judge fired a few months ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. The judge stopped that. Then a state court tried to liquidate us a few months ago and close the doors and padlock it. The same judge that ran the kangaroo court against me in the Sandy Hook trial here in Texas. The judge overrode that. And they basically said the only way now is for you to liquidate your assets, Chapter 7, and sell it to somebody else. So if patriots buy it, there's a lot of folks saying they are, and that they're the top bidder, then if I like the folks and they don't curtail my free speech, I will work for somebody else. That's how you do it when you have giant judgments anyways. So there's a good chance good people are going to buy it if the auction's open, free, and fair on November 13th. But regardless, I'm going to continue on the air one way or another, unless the globalists start World War III and trigger the internet kill switch and bring in their total censorship, which Hillary Clinton's calling for arresting Trump supporters for their, quote, speech. So the fact they're coming after me means they're coming after you. Trump always says that. They're not coming after me. They've got to get through me to get to you. That's totally true. So in closing, support InfoWars. You'll get your products. Things are in stock. It'll be months till we get shut down. If we do get shut down, that supports the operation. That's great. But also supporting the outside sponsors that are sponsors of InfoWars, but will hopefully go forward one way or another with a new operation or with InfoWars is so critical. And through the sponsors, I'm able to get some support. I'm out of money. I've got to continue to pay for these legal battles, or they'll try to even take over my name and my social media. So I need support. Plus, you need to get our great products. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. 50 plus amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, you name it. Thealexjonesstore.com. Go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Because regardless of what happens to InfoWars going forward, Dr. Jones Naturals is there and the Alex Jones Store is there. So if you want to support your great products, take action now. It's do or die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your support. Plus these are great products. Thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Please help us. Thanks for keeping us on air. God bless.
We'll join 300-plus radio stations in 60 seconds. Stay with us.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, we've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation. And also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let's start blitzing through news for the rest of the hour. It's all so important where to start. Look, this audience knows this. They're targeting really uneducated, uninformed, politically illiterate people. And I don't think, I know they miscalculated. So, Kamala, we have hundreds of clips calling for total open borders. Nobody should be illegal. Legalize everybody. Give illegal aliens everything free. The expensive citizens bankrupt the country. And then when Trump brings up a few weeks ago in the debate, she says, you're insane. I want strong borders. You want to take our semi-autos? No, I love guns. And why Tampon Tim loves to hunt. Just total BS. You want to ban fracking? No, I don't. We have all the clips for saying it. Her official policy. Well, now she's come out again on MSNBC and said she wants the 15 million illegals have a pathway to citizenship. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, as I mentioned this last hour, but I want to play it again. This is Trump. He also said it with Zelensky. Those are longer clips on InfoWars. Hey, you know, what side are you on? I want the war to end. I'm on the side of peace. People stop dying. Wouldn't that be nice? And then Trump at the full clip goes on, oh, are you against that? Are you against that? But just that's enough, elect Trump. And we got basically peace with a few little hiccups under Trump. So we got major 170-degree course correction. It wasn't 180 because he couldn't get it all done, but 170, man, that's really trying. I don't want to hear talk. I want to see action. My dad's dad would always say, my grandfather, a little less talk, a little more action. To quote Elvis, actions speak louder than words. So we're here with words, putting things into action. First, there was the word. God spoke, and then there was the world. And he moved upon its face and created the waters, the air, and the land, and saw that it was good. Let's go ahead and get to that Trump clip. Here it is.
That Ukraine should turn over some of its own land to Russia in order to end the war?
We'll see what happens.
What's your message to the
Zelensky
tomorrow?
What happens. Let's get some peace. We need peace. We need to stop the death and destruction. Don't you think? Wouldn't that be nice? Huh?
Do you have a
problem? He goes on. I've seen the full clip. Do you have a problem with peace? Guys, find me the full clip. I know I saw it. I sent you the short clip. It's my fault. I get confused on what's going on. I send them the stuff that I want on the show, and then I go, that's the wrong clip I sent. It's not the whole clip. But it doesn't matter. Probably everybody else already saw it. Since I mentioned it, I'd like to play what I mentioned. Here's Kamala on legalizing illegal aliens to vote, and I've got the proof they're already doing it. Here it is.
First of all, we do have a broken immigration system,
mm-hmm.
and it needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take a step back, months ago, some of the most conservative members of the United States Congress came together with others, proposed a border security bill that would have put 1,500 new border agents on the border to help those hardworking border agents who are there right now working around the clock, would have put more money into stemming the flow of fentanyl, which is killing Americans around our country and devastating communities, would have put more resources into our ability to prosecute transnational criminal organizations, which in my career I've prosecuted. Donald Trump got word of the bill.
He's hired a guy right
here. He was going to fix a problem he wanted to run on and told him to kill the bill. Don't put it up for a vote. He killed a bill that would have actually been a solution because he wants to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. And that's part of what needs to be addressed. And my pledge is that when elected president, if the American people will have me, I will bring that bill back and I will sign it into law. And we need a comprehensive plan that includes what we need to do to fortify not only our border, but deal with the fact that we also need to create pathways for people to earn citizenship. And I want.
I mean, I know most of the audience knows every bit of that's crap, and you could do a better job than I could describing it. But for new listeners and viewers, if you look at the graph Trump was showing from the DHSO numbers when he got shot in the ear in Butler, graph, maybe we can pull up, just type in the graph Trump was showing when he got shot in Butler. It'll pull up. But here's Obama, record open borders, bringing people in, beefing up the border to process people. It explodes up. Then under Trump, it goes down to almost zero. And then it almost triples what even Obama did once the Biden puppet got in. So it goes way up under Obama, goes down to almost zero under Trump, and then shoots up, as you know, to all, I mean, it's like 20-something million. It's not 10 million or 15 million. It's probably 25 million now. Yeah, so there's the graph. So it ramps up under Obama. Trump gets in. He shuts it down. And then Biden gets in. So they introduced three different bills in the last few years. Even though Trump had the election stolen, wasn't in power, Trump said those are amnesty bills, which they are. She just said that. Her fortifying of the border is building it up to be a processing center to catapult like a turbocharger or a supercharger or an amplifier or a gun barrel to shoot illegal aliens into the country, including kidnapped kids, like out of a cannon, like a minigun. So what it is a magnet to suck them up and then catapult them into the country. And then she sits there and goes, I'm a tough border czar. We need to fortify it by a path to citizenship. And that's what the three bills were, to legalize the illegals. And they immediately get congressional apportionment to get more congressional seats for Democrats in blue sectors and expand those cancers. And then they get the illegals signed up to vote everywhere publicly and say, oh, they're only voting local elections. Well, the local elections are almost all held except special elections on general elections and off-year elections. Every 4 years, and then every 2 years. So it's just pure crap. Like, you know, you want to ban fracking. No, I don't. That's insane. You're crazy. Well, we got 50 clips of you saying it, your official policy. I mean, it's just, I know I keep repeating that. It's just the whoppers. You're crazy. I've never said I want to ban fracking. You're crazy. I never said I want to ban semi-autos. What are you smoking? You're crazy. And the moderators, that's right, she isn't for that. Trump's like, it'd be like if I was up at the debate wearing a navy blue shirt with a red InfoWars on it, and they said, you're wearing a navy blue shirt with red InfoWars. And I said, no, it's not. It's white with a pink InfoWars. You go, it's navy blue. And you go, no, it's not. Or overhead shot. It'd be like saying, I'm holding a yellow pen in my hand, and you get a shot of me. Well, that's actually green. Like, no, it's not. That's gaslighting, folks. That's brainwashing. No, that's a silver pen. That's not green. It's like, what? And I got too much news ahead. I'm sorry. I just get stuck on this. It's like, how does anybody support crap like this? She came out and said, I want price controls to fix the economy. Then she said, no, I don't, because that's communism. It never works. It collapses things you want control, though. It works for what they want. Then she came out, I sent the clip to the crew 2 days ago, and I forgot to play it. But she gave this speech, I saw it live on CNN, and she's like, and we're going to stop price gouging with price controls. She did it again, and that's why they do it. It was big when she first said it a few months ago. She did it again on Wednesday, live, because it was after the show, like 2:30, I was eating my lunch, and I just sat there and watched her, and I went and told the crew, hey, get that clip. I'm sure they did. I forgot to play it the next day. And she just announced price controls again. And then notice, it wasn't, maybe somebody picked it up. Guys, type into X, because Google's totally rigged. X is a good search engine now. If you don't, people don't use it as that, but that's really what it is. One of its big. Just type in Kamala calls for price controls again, and I bet it comes up, the video clip. But she gave a speech 2 days ago, and she just announced price controls again. And then I didn't even see it anywhere. I'm just guessing. I bet somebody did. Harris talks economic plan, price controls, if Americans can trust her. Scroll down. What's the date on that? I guess she know. This was a spell. Oh God, she did it again. I didn't even know about this one. Get me that one. So yesterday, she did it on another show. I saw her. See where she gave a speech Wednesday. It was said live, so like 2:30 Central. She's given a speech and says it. So we already found one. Wow, well, get me that one. So see, why is that not a bigger deal? I didn't even know about that clip. So in the last 48 hours that I know of, she's called for price controls twice again, and I'm on the news cycle like flies on you-know-what or white on rice. And I hadn't seen that. So that means we're not making it a big issue. The damn witch just did it again. But see, that's how it works. The first time I freaked out and ran around like a chicken with my head cut off. The next time, a couple months later, I'm like, hey, guys, get that. I forget to make a big deal about it. That's why they do it. They wear you out. The first time you see a convicted pedophile at the school, unannounced, like in Denver, they didn't tell the parents, with kids bouncing on their crotch, you freak out, you go crazy. The 50th time, you're kind of like, God, these people are evil. But it's like they're desensitizing all of us. So, again, I'm not preaching at you. They did it to me. But the difference is I'm constantly realizing that. And then I intellectually, spiritually make the decision very coldly that I'm going to apply emotion now. See, emotion doesn't come first. It needs to come second. People say, do you come from a cold place or an emotional place? What should you come from? Well, you love your family. You love justice. You love truth. But you mathematically look at what's happening and what's best for society and the right thing to do. And then you add the emotion to it. It's like you see a car roll over and you and three or four guys see it happen. You say, let's go get those people out of that car. You're intellectually make the right decision to do it. But when you get over to the big car, you're going to have to put some emotion into lifting that car off the child. Keep using car analogies here today. They just come to my head. I don't know if they're the best, but I'm sure you can think of better ones. I picked up a little something in shaking thousands of hands in Pennsylvania. A couple of the crew that went with me got fevers and aren't doing too well. I haven't gotten a fever because I take a lot of supplements, but I keep hacking. I apologize. I'm trying not to. I'm basically over it, but just became an irritant. Kind of like a couple fire ants are sitting in my trachea, stinging me. And a couple up my nose, but it's all right. But I apologize for the sniffling and snorting and all the rest of it, but it goes with the territory, doesn't it? So there's that. Now let's move in to the rest of it. With an election looming, the U.S. is approving citizenship applications at the fastest speed in years. And that's being reported by AOL, AP, all of them. And people from 63 countries en masse being fast-tracked into citizenry. And I'm not against that, but except that it's all part of giving the right to vote, and it's being accelerated for the Democrats. U.S. speeds approval of citizenship applications as election nears, L.A. Times. Elon Musk says George Soros just bought 200 radio stations. He's buying a propaganda machine to influence you more in how you think. Yeah. He won't get investigated by the government for that, but Elon is for buying X. Continuing, breaking in a stunning development, absentee ballots are being mailed to inclusive. Excuse me, I misread that. Breaking in a stunning development, absentee ballots are being mailed to inactive voters in Wisconsin for the presidential election. That's bad news. But it's only 2,000, so they're trying to cheat wherever they can. But look at this. For every article where they're moving the needle for cheating, I've got articles like this that are way better, with numbers way better. North Carolina, the Hill reports, removed 747,000 from voter rolls citing ineligibility. They're dead, they're illegal, so they moved out of the state. Bingo. Very good news. So for every cheating I see, I'd say you got a dead reckoning, but it's 5-1. I mean, we're moving the needle on their ass. And so that's good work by folks. And I got to say, TPUSA, I've always liked Charlie Kirk, but I've seen the numbers and I've know what he's up to, and he's slaying it with TPUSA and the folks that are supporting that. So they're a big part of that. Because the old Republican establishment gets most of the money, and they just give it to themselves and run scams and want Trump to lose. But more and more of the money's not going to them, and it's going to folks that are kicking some ass. We're kicking ass, and I believe it's a good place for you to put your money here on Freedom. You've got to bet on Freedom and bet on the numbers that win. This isn't a crap game. It's actually for all the marbles. But also, TPUSA, they're just knocking out of the park. Now, I want to give you some good news here right now. I've got so many of these clips, I can't get to them all, but let's just play 5, 6, and 7. 11-year-old girl would rather vote for Trump. CNN reporter asked boy what he thinks about Kamala. And then let's go into a longer clip. An entire panel of black voters can't think of one good thing about Kamala, and they're getting this all over MSNBC, all over CNN. When they go out and randomly do pick panels, they can't find anybody that supports Kamala. And again, if they were going to do the gimmick of a black lady, there's plenty of smart black ladies out there. But see, they want a lady that's not black, who's a puppet, because everything they do is a fraud and a lie. Here are the clips back to back.
It'd be good for us to have a black woman as president for the first time in history.
Yeah.
But my vote's kind of still on Trump.
What's the first word that pops into your head when you hear the name Kamala Harris?
Liar.
No, she's not presidential. And it will definitely come back to haunt people who vote for her. I think as long as people just don't really look for context in what they're saying or what she's saying, they'll just go along with it. They'll just go along. I was actually listening to a Tim Walz rally today. Just going for those applause moments and those stuff that will appeal to your emotions. But when in reality, they're just intellectually and emotionally manipulating you. So absolutely no, she's not presidential, and it will definitely come back to bite people.
Does anybody disagree with that?
I agree 1,000%.
Why do you agree?
I mean, I've listened to a bunch of interviews that she's done, and well, I think she's done maybe like 3 outside of the presidential debate, and you can tell like she doesn't know what to say, and it's like she's reading from a teleprompter. You can see her eyes, but that one was she wasn't reading from a teleprompter. That's how you know she didn't know what to say, and that's how she had to get out of there on time. So. Yeah, she says a whole bunch of nothing, man. So I definitely agree with Spaces said.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I agree as well. She never answers questions. I actually just sit there and watch. I observe her when she actually is on. When someone actually interviews her, she never answers questions. She gives a bunch of word salad. She's not straightforward. If she wants to be presidential, she needs to be transparent about what her policies are. She needs to be transparent about what her plans are for the future. She just never answers questions. And the happenstance that she does, people just fall for it because they're emotional. They go off of, you know, she does the rah-rah thing, you know, try to get you with her emotions. She tries to get you with the fact that, you know, she has a family. I've heard her family story. I don't know how many times. That's what she starts off with. And she just doesn't answer questions. So to me, she is not presidential. Yes, it will come back to bite us in the future.
Let me ask you a question to follow up on that. Is there anything that you like about her?
Not a single thing.
No.
Not
hold on,
yet.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Before y'all answer, I want y'all to think about y'all answer before y'all say it.
In the pre-primary debates, as you know, over 2 years ago, and before that when she ran again, before, she got 1.9% in an index vote of all races. She got less than 1% with blacks. Black people, everybody, 98% of people don't like her. 99% of black people don't like her. She, you could not find a more dislikable person or a faker. I mean, the woman is torture to watch. I mean, everybody knows that. I mean, it's like, what the hell is this? She is not real. It'd be like if you ordered a hamburger from your favorite hamburger place and they brought you a plastic piece of plastic. You'd look at it, says it's not a hamburger. It doesn't smell. I can tell it's plastic. What is this? And Trump's big old giant triple meat, cheese, onions, crispy fries and onion rings just came out of the fryer, man. You can see the grease dripping off of it. I cannot even believe we have to even do this. And they think we're so stupid that a woman that 98% of people don't like in the polls when she was up against 10 other Democrats. But again, that's the New World Order, folks. They want to feed you what you don't want. You want a nice salad with some tomatoes and onions and ranch. They want to give you cockroaches to eat. The WEF is funding with Bill Gates, wait for it, for school children. They're already doing it in Europe. Cockroach milk. It's not milk. It's cockroach juice. Now, why would they come up with cockroach juice? Because it's the grossest thing you could think of. Other than being with Kamala. That sounds about like having sex with a cockroach. And again, they're trying to condition you to put up. They're like, hey, we got something for you. By the way, you think I'm a joke? That's CNN. Drink up. Cockroach milk is the protein drink you didn't know you've been missing. Cockroach milk, a promising superfood. You're like, remember the New York Times headlines and others a few years ago? Is milk racist? You want a new one today? Zero Hedge. Migrant, now racist hate speech, says unelected language cop. The Intercept's reporting it. And the UN group wants you to stop using. So first, don't call them illegal aliens. Then don't call them aliens. Then don't call them illegal. Then don't call them foreigners. Now you're supposed to call them migrant. And now you don't call them migrant. You call them citizen, like she said and like Biden said, the minute they get here. And what did Obama say in 2016? He said, if you're here, you get to vote. And then they give them three, four times the benefits citizens would get if they can't work or disabled or don't want to work. They give them way more money. We've done the numbers. It's been in the news. If you're a homeless black person or white person or veteran or Hispanic in Springfield, Ohio, you get federal and local about $800 to $1,000 a month. Haitians, $3,000 federal, local $1,000, and that's just a start. $4,000 versus $800. So you like getting screwed? I mean, these people want to screw you over. They want to hurt you. We'll be right back with huge economic news and political news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. I've been on air for 30 plus years. I started InfoWars 28 years ago. We've been in this building almost 16 years. And in the last 6 years, we've had the feds, the FBI, the CIA, it's all come out in court, run giant demonization operations against myself, my operation, and my crew.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Lawfare, rigged courts, judges finding me guilty, then holding show trials, all an attempt to not just shut us down, but to demonize the idea of an American populist movement of information and peaceful resistance to their globalist agenda, 21 and global agenda 2030. Literal world government, total censorship, Internet of Things, carbon taxes, social credit score, forced injections, a dystopia. WEF says officially, the future is not human. No humans by 2047 will all be cyborgs. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. You'll eat the bugs. This is hell on earth. We are promoting freedom and liberty and transparency and security and God and country. So, many of you have seen the news everywhere. InfoWars is shut down to be sold November 13th at auction. It's over. It's shut down. No, ladies and gentlemen, I've personally liquidated my assets. I own InfoWars. And so the feds, the Justice Department, can get involved in bankruptcies. They did. They came in, tried to find dirt on me, had private groups come in, accounting firms, made us pay for it, found that I told the truth about everything. So then they told the judge last week, we don't want it to go up for sale. We want it just shut down. We want it closed. And the Sandy Hook Democrat Party, you always hear the families, it's not families, it's the Democratic Party and the FBI on record. They said, we don't want money. We don't want a settlement. We want him shut down. They've said it in the news. They've said it at the courthouse. It's crazy. So now I see the headline, InfoWars be liquidated to pay the families. They're $1.5 billion or whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the deep state. It is the system. It is the lawfare. It's out in the open. So just to be clear, the U.S. trustee that the judge fired a few months ago tried to shut us down outside of court order. The judge stopped that. Then a state court tried to liquidate us a few months ago and close the doors and padlock it. The same judge that ran the kangaroo court against me in the Sandy Hook trial here in Texas. The judge overrode that. And they basically said the only way now is for you to liquidate your assets, Chapter 7, and sell it to somebody else. So if patriots buy it, there's a lot of folks saying they are, and that they're the top bidder, then if I like the folks and they don't curtail my free speech, I will work for somebody else. That's how you do it when you have giant judgments anyways. So there's a good chance good people are going to buy it if the auction's open, free, and fair on November 13th. But regardless, I'm going to continue on the air one way or another, unless the globalists start World War III and trigger the internet kill switch and bring in their total censorship, which Hillary Clinton's calling for arresting Trump supporters for their, quote, speech. So the fact they're coming after me means they're coming after you. Trump always says that. They're not coming after me. They've got to get through me to get to you. That's totally true. So in closing, support InfoWars. You'll get your products. Things are in stock. It'll be months till we get shut down. If we do get shut down, that supports the operation. That's great. But also supporting the outside sponsors that are sponsors of InfoWars, but will hopefully go forward one way or another with a new operation or with InfoWars is so critical. And through the sponsors, I'm able to get some support. I'm out of money. I've got to continue to pay for these legal battles, or they'll try to even take over my name and my social media. So I need support. Plus, you need to get our great products. Go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. 50 plus amazing Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, you name it. Thealexjonesstore.com. Go to our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com. Because regardless of what happens to InfoWars going forward, Dr. Jones Naturals is there and the Alex Jones Store is there. So if you want to support your great products, take action now. It's do or die. I'm in your hands. I'm asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. Thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Please help us. Thanks for keeping us on air. God bless.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to finish up on Kamala Harris and hit a bunch of wild economic news that's just telling you where things are going. But finishing up, I was just hitting on these UN-affiliated groups now and the media and the professors saying, oh, now the word migrant they told us to use, you're not supposed to use that word now, it's racist. Well, that dovetails with this article from InfoWars.com, links right to the announcement yesterday. American Psychological Association tells children that asking questions is a form of disinformation. They say if it's a school or mainstream media, do not ask questions, that's bad. And we see this more and more, you know, like the New York Times headlines. Why asking questions is a conspiracy theory. Why you shouldn't do that. Again, you know you're in a cult when that's happening. American Psychological Association's children's literature, disinformation can be spread just by asking a question. Wow. And here's the document, true or false. And it goes on saying asking true or false is not good. You need to do what you're told and take things at face value. Wow. You don't walk from something like that. You run. Imagine you walked on a used car dealership and you said, hey, what's the horsepower? Not going to tell you. How old's this car? Not going to tell you. Where'd you buy it from? What's the history? I'm not going to tell you. Okay. Well, what insurance comes with this? What options do I have if I bought it? Can you sell me an aftermarket policy? I'm not going to answer that. Okay. How much is it? It's $25,000. Well, can we get on your phone and look at the Kelley Blue Book? I like this car, but I like to get, you know, kind of the market. No, I'm not going to do that for you. The first time they said, I'm not going to tell you how old the car is, you'd say, is that a joke? They'd say, no. You'd say, all right, see you later. You'd walk off that lot right there. But no. And so Kamala comes out over a month ago and says, these corporations gouging people, we're going to lower prices by not letting them overcharge you. Now, our country is still so competitive, unless it's something like insurance or things that the government's got involved in that are oligopolies, that's groups that work to form monopolies, that most stuff's very competitive. Eggs, bacon, milk, lettuce, tomatoes, strawberries, cucumbers, anything. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of groups and people producing potatoes. There's hundreds of thousands of people, probably more. Look up how many Americans own cows. I mean, there's a lot of people that only have like 20 acres and they got five cows and they have a few babies a year and every few years they sell a couple cows and, you know, you get $5,000 or so. It's a little extra money to pay the property tax. I would guess, let me just randomly guess. I bet the number of people just randomly in the United States out of 350 million raising cows, type in the number of Americans raising cows. I bet it's 5 million. Just type it in. They'll have a Commerce Department number. I mean, we got an economist, Kirk Elliott. He's about to come on. You search into that. You're the economist. How many Americans raise cattle? Because even if you got five of them, that counts. I would imagine it's in the millions. So there's competition there. Now, if the meat packing is where they manipulate it and boost the price, that's where the oligopoly is. There's only five major packers, and only two of them do most of it. They're big Democrat donors, of course, because they keep that scam in place. But I'm digressing. Remember when energy prices doubled when Biden first got in because he set the policies for that and cut off drilling and the pipelines? It basically doubled, almost doubled. He said it's gas stations. Well, anybody that knows business, this is a fact, knows that most gas stations actually lose a little money. The good ones break even on the gas. They make the money on the convenience store inside and the car wash. There's almost nothing in it. I mean, most of the time, even under Trump, a gallon of filtered water was more than a gallon of gasoline. So you're getting gouged by the gas station that has nothing to do with that. That's a lie. But she wants price controls on gas stations. All right, less than 1% of Americans are involved in farming operations, which includes raising cows among agriculture. So 1% of 350 million. They're saying a few million. I don't think that's accurate. I've driven all over this country, Wisconsin, Texas, California. I mean, they don't know. Most people that own property have to get the exemption, the ag exemption, and they've got cows or they're raising bees or something to cut the taxes. That's not true. They probably don't even have accurate numbers, I would guess. We actually have numbers. About 5% of the public, the last numbers I saw, are somewhat self-sufficient with a large enough garden or farm and cows to be self-sufficient. It used to be like 45% during the Depression. But I digress. The point is there's competition there. There's a lot of people raising cows. But I'm digressing. The reason I'm hitting on this is she's back again saying that she's going to go after companies that are gouging you. It's the overprinting of money. It's the inflation. It's the quantitative easing that's doing all of it. That's every economist knows that. But she sits, that's not even debated. So I want to play a few clips of her reintroducing price controls again. And this time, she did it in the last 2 days twice that I know of. It didn't really get any attention. That's a big deal that she just reintroduced that. And we'll go to Kirk Elliott and his take on this in the huge gold and silver news. Why the price of gold keeps climbing, AP, all these governments hoarding the living hell out of it, like India, breaking intel, some of the biggest yet. We'll go to Kirk Elliott in a moment. First, play these clips back to back.
When I was attorney general, I went after price-fixing schemes. And when I am president, I will continue that work to bring down prices. I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging, corporate landlords that unfairly raise rents on working families, and take on big pharma and cap the cost of prescription drugs for all Americans.
Prices are still high.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You've said you want to take this on by going after those who engage in price gouging.
Yeah.
But as somebody who supports free markets, who's a capitalist, how do you go after price gouging without implementing price controls? Because once we get in this zone, people start to get worried and they say, I don't know what she stands for.
So just to be very frank, I am never going to apologize for going after companies and corporations that take advantage of the desperation of the American people. And as Attorney General, I saw this happen. In the midst of an emergency, whether it be an extreme weather event or even the pandemic, we saw it, where those few companies, not the majority, not most, but those few companies that would take advantage of the desperation of people and jack up prices. Yeah, I'm going to go after them. Yes, I'm going to go after them. And that is part of a much more comprehensive plan on what we can do to bring down the cost of living, including housing, including the everyday needs of the American people.
All right. It would take an hour to unpack all the lies in that. She's baiting and switching a few cases in emergencies or hurricanes that happen, or big pharma gouging and trying to make us take their product, something that the Democrats ran and controlled, and just take the damn shot. You've got to take it. Hundreds of billions that Pfizer made. I mean, that's the biggest modern scam ever. They ran that. And then she's implying all the prices going up is because of a few things like that that they're heavily involved in. She's preying on people that are economically ignorant, but from everything I'm seeing, that's not working. So you're a great economist, Dr. Kirk Elliott. I want to get to all the huge stack of data and breaking news you sent that I asked you to come on about. People want to hear from you, but first, just responding to her relaunching the same crap that was basically unanimously repudiated, even by Democrat economists. What the hell is she doing?
Well, Alex, you're spot on. Price gouging, it's because the cost of everything for manufacturing is up. You know, it's not like companies are just making these excessive profits right now. Nobody's spending any money. When nobody spends any money, they're not going to make revenues. Well, why aren't they spending money? Because we've got inflation. It's not just on the retail level. There's inflation on the retail level because there's inflation on the wholesale level. The cost of goods of manufacturing are through the roof because of Bidenomics and Harris's stupid plan to put price caps on things. It's going to put companies out of business. And when companies go out of business, people aren't going to work. When they're not working, there's no sales tax revenues, property tax revenues, lowering income taxes. And the government's going to run out of money even quicker, Alex. So everybody knows, that's an economist, even just everyday people know that's all right. If you put capital controls on things and price controls and companies are going to go out of business, that's not going to be good for the economy.
Well, you're right. And so her controllers aren't stupid. She is. They want that under the Great Reset plan to totally implode the economy and consolidate power and bring in a universal basic income and bring us onto the unified ledger, which I know we harp on, but that's the key to their whole plan. Explain that.
So the unified ledger is basically a packet of all of your titled assets, whether it's brokerage accounts, checking accounts, savings accounts, your house, if you have a title to it, right? It gets put into a packet. Then that unified ledger, that's what that's called, they have the ability, when it's all digitized, basically tokenized is the word, they can flip off the switch of ownership and change it to somebody else. They could change it to the government. They could change it to one of their cronies. They can do whatever they want with it. This is where, when you start connecting the dots, Alex, that we've talked about for a year of, oh, your digital social profile, social credit score, your ideologically based testing based on the World Economic Forum, that's what that's all about. This big brother in your bank account all points to your ideology being able to divorce you from your money and them having the ability to control it now that there's a unified ledger. Well, nobody's going to want to buy off on something like that unless there's a crisis that's really bad. So, you know, if you look at the price gouging story that she talked about, right? So So what is going to be one of the biggest inflationary things yet this year? Well, it happens on September 30th. So just a couple of days.
Yeah, right? Yeah, because I've interrupted. You came up with a huge roster. We'll go a little bit in the next hour. Jay Dyer understands we've got to cover all this. Go through the amazing stack of breaking intel you've got. Let's start with port strike, $5 billion losses economy per day from the port alone, massive stimulus happening in China. Let's go through Federal Reserve and interest rates. I mean, you sent me, let's get going. Let's move quick.
Okay. So the inflationary pressures are going to come from the port strike. So this port strike is not just like some people going on strike. This is every port from Maine to Texas. It's 41% of all the containers coming into America go through those ports. So why are these workers going on strike? Well, because they can't afford to live. Why can't they afford to live? Because we've got inflation, we've got higher taxation, we've got these interest rates and their debt that's soaring on every single level. So this story on Axios, this is what started it. Actually, Harrison Smith was the first that I heard it from on any kind of news network. And it's like, okay, this is incredible because this story is saying, oh, this is going to be bad for the Christmas shopping season because if nothing's coming in, like, then we're going to have a bad shopping season. It's like, what? I don't care about teddy bears and squeak toys and TVs. What about food? Right. So when they go on strike, and this is going to go through into 2025, according to these estimates, there's going to be nothing on the shelves. The produce that's in those containers is going to rot and spoil. Right. And so when you have nothing on the shelves and people still need it, this is economics 101, Alex. This is low supply, medium or high demand. It doesn't matter what the demand is. Low supply is going to cause prices to go up. So now you've got the inflationary pressures because they're printing money like there's no tomorrow. We're going to have shortages of goods and the inflationary pressures are going to go through the ceiling. It's like, no wonder she's talking about price gouging again because they know what's coming from this International Longshoremen's Association strike.
And that's the great reset. They know as they cut resources off, people will struggle and strike, and that exacerbates the plan to create a society.
Absolutely. And this is not small. When it's 41% of all the containers coming into America, the estimated loss is $5 billion a day in economic
activity. This is beyond seismic.
It's beyond seismic. And this is something that like nobody was talking about a week ago until InfoWars brought it up. And now everybody's talking about it, right? So this is incredible news and why she's probably bringing this up right now. Now, there's another inflationary pressure that's coming. And this comes from China. So China just did the mother of all stimulus programs. I mean, we think we've had big stimulus programs, a TARP and other things. This one is intensely bigger than that. So what did China do? China, being the manufacturer of the world, and the world isn't buying anything because of inflation everywhere, they're losing money hand over fist. So what did they just do? They basically said, all right, we're going to inject 500 billion yuan, half a trillion, that's half a trillion, into the Chinese economy to try to bail it out. Oh, but they didn't stop there. They also lowered the reserve requirement of banks to try to get banks to lend out more money. It's like, oh, you're going to try to lend out more money when people don't have money to spend? It's not going to have the impact that they want. And they lowered interest rates on existing mortgages. All mortgages in China lowered them by 0.5%. They're trying to stimulate the economy. Now, this is massive inflationary pressures because it's not like China's small. China and the United States, the top two economies in the world. Well, what did America do? We lowered interest rates 50 basis points, right, in just last week. And so what does that signal? That doesn't signal a soft landing is coming, right? That signals, oof, we've got trouble. We have to avoid the R word. We have to avoid recession coming into an election season. I mean, even Bill Clinton, I'll quote him because he was dead on spot accurate on this. It's the economy, stupid. People vote with their wallets. So they're going to try to avoid a recession by lowering interest rates to stimulate buying. Now, Federal Reserve Governor Bowman was the only dissenter on this, Alex. And she said, no, we can't do this. This is going to signal that there is trouble in paradise. We can't do this. But yet they did it anyways, because they picked, in their view, the lesser of two evils, which is let's create more inflation to try to avoid, you know, get rid of a recession. But by doing that, they're going to make the inflationary pressures even worse. It's like, oh, again, no wonder Kamala is talking about price gouging again. Everything that they're doing is going to bring more inflationary pressures. But Alex, this is, so being an economist, I look at this kind of stuff. And what are the implications of this? Right. So normally to stimulate an economy, you lower interest rates because that will entice people to borrow, people to spend. When people spend, companies can earn more. They can hire more people. There's more people working, more spending. I mean, that's how it should work. However, we've got this problem where we're tapped out. We are tapped out as a country. People are living paycheck to paycheck all across America. I don't care if you lower interest rates to zero. It's not going to have the net effect of people saying, oh, interest rates are now zero. Let's spend money. They don't have money, Alex. So what they're going to do is increase the inflationary pressures by lowering interest rates without the net benefit of it really stimulating the economy.
And won't Chinese record stimulus spill over and accelerate inflation as well?
And that's exactly what's going to happen. When you've got the two largest economies in the world with inflationary pressures because of their stimulus and because of their lowering interest rates, and our interest rates aren't going to stop right now. Jerome Powell just said a couple of days ago, yeah, we're probably going to have another aggressive rate cut in December. Well, you and I have talked about how we were probably going to have one before the election, and then they might have one or two after that. But what's going to happen after that? Here's the policy implication. It's not going to impact the economy in a positive way because it's going to increase more inflation. So going into 2025, my projection is the Federal Reserve is going to say, "Ooh, look at this inflation that's persisting and the economy stinks. Nobody's spending any money. We better raise interest rates to slow down this inflation." So I think that's going to come in 2025. So what we're seeing is a temporary blip that's not going to have the impact that we want. Now, they're trying to avoid a hard landing. You hear these talking points. We have to have a soft landing. We're going to have a soft landing. What does that mean? Soft landing means they want to avoid a recession. That's all that that means. Well, whenever in the past, in 2009 and 2020, what happens when they actually lowered interest rates by 50 basis points on the first rate reduction? It went into a big recession because that signals that there's trouble in paradise. So what the Federal Reserve is doing is they're looking at these bogus, fake, phony job numbers, and they're saying, okay, that's doing pretty good. So let's just lower interest rates, try to stimulate the economy. And they're not looking at the inflation side of the equation. Alex, that's what's coming. That is what's
more coming. More inflation. Stop right there, because you're right. And they've been lying and saying it stabilizes. It's not. I want you to come back a little bit the next hour and get into all the other topics you sent me the tie-in to this. But bottom line, we just put articles up. The UN, all these big global banks are already operating on a unified ledger computer program. Their old Ponzi scheme's coming to an end. They're about to bring their new one in. They need crisis to do it. But let's talk about gold and silver it before this hour ends and get back into the other news after that. Look at these headlines. India reports record gold imports in August. They're always a month behind. India rules out joining RCEP, accuses China of non-transparent trade practices. With gold at all-time highs, silver remains cheap. I mean, this is mainline news. AP, why the gold price keeps climbing? What is the price of gold today? Silver hits 12-year high, chasing gold's record-breaking rally. CNBC, why gold continues to hit record highs. When I keep Fox News, LA Times, gold pushes new records as India demand reignites. When I tell people, when you've been on for almost 12 months, I've known you for years, and seen you at World Net Daily and everywhere else, Focus for the Family, this is the time. This is the no-brainer the last few years, and obviously I believe it's overwhelmingly evident with all this inflation that we've just begun to see this go. It is a no-brainer. So then you just find the most reputable gold and silver broker that sells it at wholesale, so it's right there and you know what you're getting, and then you've got the highest ratings. You're the biggest in silver. You'll be the biggest in gold when you move into that. Whatever they want, you've got it. So it's the no-brainer. It's the best decision. We've got the best company, and it supports the broadcast at kpm.com/gold. When you go to that link, they know you support, and then they're able to even increase the advertising, get the best deals there. kpm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. They can do a free consultation, talk to you. They're ready to help you now. You can sell it back for no cost. for the sale, zero for reselling it. That is unprecedented. That is the best deal ever. And you guys are huge because you've got the best deal. That's why you're dominant. We're so blessed to have you. Tell them, I mean, it's like, again, handing out free ice water in the middle of the Sahara Desert. This, or oxygen tanks when you're diving. It's not even, I mean, I just feel so good about this. It's insane if people don't call you.
Yeah, I mean, so gold and silver move because of political chaos, uncertainty, turbulence, everything we've seen, which is why this isn't a new thing, right? You look at where silver was, for example, a few years ago. I mean, $11.91 an ounce. Today, it's $32. You look at where it was just 4.5, 5 months ago. It was $22. It's up $10. It's up like over 40%, Alex, in just the last 5 months. So that has nothing to do with the Fed lowering interest rates last week or China doing their massive stimulus. But when China announced their stimulus, what did silver do the very next day?
Exploded.
It was up over 4%.
So let's stop there. I want to be very slow and explain this because you've got the actual numbers. Isn't it less than 1% of the citizens here own gold or silver? They're smarter overseas. It's a lot higher. There's not even enough silver if a couple more percent want to try to get it. That's why the globals don't even get it. They go to gold because they've got more of that. Explain to people that when the public finally figures it out, to me, supply and demand, that's when you see the true rocketing.
Yeah, because silver being a manufacturing-based metal, it's used in electronics and electric vehicles and solar and military applications. Boy, do we need that now? Yeah. So that causes silver to go up because it's purely supply and demand. So when we run out and depositories, COMEX depositories are running out around the globe, what's going to happen? The Sonys, the Samsungs, the Teslas, they're going to need it. And they're going to start
offering much. They already admit a silver shortage. The mines can't keep up.
They can't keep up. They absolutely can't keep up. So we're on this cusp of this pendulum shifting moment where, yeah, silver's been doing great. But I think by the end of the year, we're going to see it at $50, $55 plus per ounce. And then going into next year, we could see it at triple digits because of the supply-demand supply chain shortages.
Well, our audience is smart, and I know you've got, and they're really getting it, and that's great, and that funds the broadcast and everything else. There's no sure thing except a relationship with Jesus Christ, okay, and the love in your mother's eyes. But, yeah. I mean, do I even need to tell people to call you? You've got the highest ratings. You've got the best deals. You want to get in on this before the people do. I only pitch stuff that I think's the best. Got a water filter we sell? It's the best, lowest price. Got the top storable food company because they've been around and people love them. They got the best prices, best quality. Anything I pitch is going to be the best because I treat you like I want to be treated. It's a no-brainer. Call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, or kepm.com/gold. Get scheduled for a free consultation. You're insane if you don't. What more do you need?
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.